We're up to Perek Hamishi, the fifth chapter of Hilchas Tefillah, the Laws of Prayer. In most standard Rambams, this will be in Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. Shmona Dvarim Tzarecha Mispalel Lizar Behen V'La'asosan. There are eight things that the one who prays has to be careful about and do. V'mayadachuk Onenas Hasha'aveh V'La'asosan. If he was pressed, or there was an accident, or he purposely didn't do one of these things, in Makvim, it isn't critical, and the prayer is still valid. And these are the eight things. Amida, standing. Nochach Amigdash, facing the temple. V'tikin Aguf, preparing the body. V'tikin Amalbushim, preparing the clothing. V'tikin Amachim, preparing the place. V'shvayas Akol, having your voice on a certain level. V'kriya, and bending the knee. V'shtachavaya, and bowing. Now the Rambam is going to explain each of these eight categories. Halacha Beis. Amida Ketzet, standing, how so? Amos Balal al Amumud, you're not supposed to pray Shemon Esrei except when standing. Yosheb Esvino Bagola, if he was sitting in a boat or in a wagon, Im Yochel Amud Yamud, if he can stand, he should stand. From Lav, if not, Yeshub Mkomo Vispalal, he should sit in his place and pray. Cholim Esbalal Fidoshoch Avatzido, a sick person can pray even when lying on his side. Ushiyoch l'chav nesdaito, provided that he can concentrate. If he's so sick that he can't concentrate, he shouldn't pray. Chinatami v'rav, similarly, somebody who is very thirsty or hungry, rein b'chal cholim, they're considered like sick people. Yeshu yichol l'chav nesdaito yispalo, if he has the ability to concentrate his mind, he should pray. Rumlav, if not, yispalo l'chiyoch v'yishto, he shouldn't pray until he eats and drinks. Because otherwise he won't concentrate, and then the prayer is not valid. If he was riding on an animal, even though he has somebody who can hold behemto his animal, lo yered, he shouldn't go down. Ella yeshiv b'mkomo, he should remain sitting on the animal, misfalal, and pray. Now, why shouldn't he go down and have someone hold the animal? So he should be able to concentrate. If he goes off, even if someone is holding the animal, he'll be afraid, and he won't really concentrate properly. Halacha Gimel, Nochach Hamikdash Ketzad, facing the temple, how so? Hayom b'chutz la'aretz, if he was standing outside of Israel, Mach Sepanav Nochach Eretz Yisrael Mispaol, he turns his face towards Israel and prays. Hayom b'aretz, if he was standing in Israel proper, Achav Nispanav K'neged Yerushalayim, he turns his face towards Jerusalem. Hayom b'Yerushalayim, if he was standing in Jerusalem, Mechavim Panav K'neged Amigdash, he should face the temple. Hayom b'Amigdash, if he was standing in the temple, Mechavim Panav K'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should turn his face towards the Holy of Holies. Suma u'mish lo yochel achav nesaruchas, somebody who is blind, or somebody who just can't figure out which direction he should face. Malach b'svinor, he's going on a ship which is constantly turning, and he can't face necessarily the right direction. Yechav neslibo keneged hashchina v'yispal, he should turn his heart towards the divine presence and pray. Halacha dala, tikun aguf ketzad, preparing the body, how so? Yishomad b'tfila, tzarech lechav nesraglav zu b'tzadzu, when he stands in prayer, he has to put his feet one next to the other. The Nosanin of Lamata, he should cast his eyes downward, kilu mavet laretz, as if he's looking at the ground. V'yelibo ponu lamayla, but his heart should be free and soaring above, kilu amad b'shamayim, as if he's standing in the heavens. Meniach yadav al libo kfusim, he puts his hands over his heart, folded. Ayimanas al smallest, the right hand on top of the left hand. V'yelmid kevet lefni rabo, he stands like a slave before his master. The aim of Yir of Fachad, with great fear and awe. He shouldn't put his hands on his hips, which is an arrogant way of standing. Preparing his clothing, how so? If he should fix his clothing, Tchila first. He should get dressed up in a nice, beautiful way. It says, bow down to God with the holy beauty or respect. So he shouldn't stand in prayer with this kind of garment used to catch the sweat. Vlobrosh megula, nor with an uncovered head. Vlobroglai megulos, not with uncovered feet. If it is the place in a country where people do not stand in front of great people unless they have shoes on. Wherever he is, he should not be holding something like tefillin in his hands or a Torah scroll in his arms and pray, because he's concerned with them. They may fall. Neither should he hold vessels or money in his hands. He can pray holding a lulav during Sukkot because it's the mitzvah of the day. If he had a burden on his head, the gizman tefillah in the time of prayer arrived, if it was less than the weight of 4 kav, if he can put it on his back, and he can pray while having this sort of as a pack on his back. If it was 4 kavim, was that weight or more, he must put it down on the ground, and then he can pray. It is the custom of the sages and the students of the sages not to pray except when they have the talus covering their heads. Vav, tikkun ha-makom ketzad, preparing the place, how so? Yamad b'makom namuch, he should stand in a low place. V'yachse panav l'kosel, he should turn with his face towards the wall. V'tzorach l'fsoa chalonos, opsachim k'neged Yerushalayim, he should open windows or doors facing Jerusalem. V'yelispalo k'negdan, in order to pray towards them. Shnam, as it says, v'chevin psichan lei bal yosei v'chulo, that he had his windows open in his attic, Daniel, and he prayed to the direction of Yerushalayim. The Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Rambam, in one of his responses, writes that you don't need windows in a shul or a place that's set aside for prayer. And when we're talking about the windows, we're talking about someone who's praying in his own private house, that he should pray next to the window towards Jerusalem. The Rambam continues, V'kaveh ha-makom l'tfilas ha-tamid, he should have a set place for his prayer. He shouldn't pray in a ruin. Not in the back of a synagogue. Unless he turns his face towards the synagogue. I mean, the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos have different interpretations. Rashi learns that he's at the back of the synagogue means the direction. Let's say you have the doors of the synagogue, and everyone is facing in the when you walk into the door, they're facing straight ahead. The back of the synagogue means he's not in the direction of the door. He's the direction of the wall, the outer wall of the synagogue. And when it says he should turn to the synagogue, that means he shouldn't have his back to that wall, but he should turn with his face towards the synagogue. Tosfos learns that it's the opposite, that the back of the synagogue means the entrance way. And when it says you're not supposed to pray with your back to the synagogue, it means that he's facing the opposite direction of everyone else. Rather, he should face the same direction as everyone else, facing the door, and pray in that manner. The Rambam doesn't specify how he interprets the meaning of that Gemara. The also leishiv b'tzada omid b'tfilo, you're not allowed to sit next to somebody who's standing and praying, or lavel afan of it, to walk in front of him, until he keeps a distance of 4 cubits. Zayin lo yamid b'akom gavoa shlosh tefachim ayosav yispalo. You shouldn't stand on a place that's higher than 3 cubits, 3 handbreadths, or more, and pray. If it's less than 3 handbreadths, it's considered like on the ground. But if it's 3 or more, you shouldn't stand there. V'lo gabi mita, you shouldn't stand on a bed. V'lo gabi safsal, nor on a bench. V'lo gabi kisei, nor on a chair. Hayabinyin gavoa, if there was a tall, high thing that was built. Yeshua 4 by 4 cubits, Shushir Habayas, that is considered like a house already. Already Kaliyah, it's like he's on a second story. And with the Spalobo, he's permitted to pray there, because he's like in a different story. If he was surrounded with a fence on all sides, even if this elevated place does not have 4 by 4 cubits, Mutil Spalobo, he can pray there. And Shein Gavo Niker, because it's not recognized that he's on a higher place, because he's in a separate domain, he's like in a separate room. So it doesn't matter that he's higher, but he's in a different room. The Ravid says, if he can go down from this high place, even if it's 4 by 4 cubits, or has a wall around it, he should go down and pray. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is very understandable. The Rambam holds, why should he go down? If he's in a separate place, there's no reason for him to go down. He doesn't have to. Halacha ches. Onim shay also malacha brashil, on workers who were working at the top of a tree, abrosh anadvach, or on the top of a row of stones for a building, abrosh akolson, on top of a wall. The gizman tefila, and the time for prayer arrives, yodin lamatim spalalim v'chozen limlachtim. They can come down and pray, Shemoneh Esrei, then return to their work. Ha'ibrosh hazayis abrosh ha'teina, if they're on top of a olive tree, or on top of a fig tree, spalalim v'mkomon, they pray in their place. They should talk in Maruba because it's very hard to get down from there, and they allow them to stay on those trees. My misfalim, what should they pray? Imayosim besudasim bavad. If all they were getting was not money but just a meal for their work, misfalim shalosh tefillah shalteisha asar brachos. They have to pray each of the three prayers of the day and say all of the 19 blessings. Hayosim bescharan. If they were praying and getting paid as if they were working and getting paid as well. Misfalim avinenu. They prayed the short version of the prayer, Havinenu, as we learned before, the first three blessings, a middle blessing called Havinenu, and the last three blessings. Beikachon, Beikachon. In either case, in Yadin Lepnei Ateva, they don't go down to lead the services. Veinosin Eskapeim, they do not lift up their hands in blessing of their Kohanim to bless the people. They are hired to work, and they're allowed to say their prayers, but not to spend extra time by leading the service and so on. That would be cheating their employer. The making of the voice, how so? You shouldn't lift up your voice loud when you pray. Neither should you just pray in your heart and not say anything. You should pronounce the words with his lips, but and make it heard to his own ears, balachash, quietly. When he says the Shemoneh Esrei, he shouldn't have his voice heard, unless he was sick, and he has to. Or he can't concentrate until he speaks it a little louder. Then it's permitted. As long as this is not in the public, that he shouldn't confuse the people in the congregation by his uplifted voice. Kriya Ketzad, the bowing, how so? There are five places that you're supposed to bow in each prayer. Baruch Rishona B'Tchila B'Sof. First two is the first blessing in the beginning when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and at the end, the second Baruch Atah Hashem of the first blessing. Hodaya b'tchila b'sof, the beginning and the end of the blessing of Hodaya, when you say Modim, is the beginning and the end of that blessing. And ukeshegomer tefillah, when he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, kareya, he bows, upaseh shalosh p'tiyas lacharav, and then he walks three steps back. Ukeshekareya nosin shalom ismol atzmo, when he is still bowing, he gives shalom, he says also shalom, and he's sort of bidding farewell to Hashem. First he turns to his left side, v'akach v'yamin atzmo, then to his right side, v'akach mabia roshem in a kriya, and then afterwards he lifts up his head from the bowing. U'kishu koreya barba kriyas, when he bows these four places, koreya b'baruch, he bends the knee when he says the word baruch. U'kishu zokeif, when he stands up, zokeif b'shem, he stands up when he says the name of God. The Medrash Memorim, the previous laws apply behedyot by a plain person. Abba Kohen Gadol Kareya, but a Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Kareya b'tchilas kol bracha b'sof kol bracha. He bows at the beginning and the end of each blessing. The Melech and the king, kiven sheshachah b'rishona, once he bows at the first blessing, inim magbia rosho achigom kol tefillah. So he doesn't lift up his head until he finishes the entire Shemoneh Esrei. V'lama nosin shalom l'smol otchila. Why does he give peace, give the farewell greeting to Hashem first to his left side? Usually we do things on the right side first. Because his left is the right of the person who he's facing. Kolmar, that is, if he'd be standing in front of a king, he would bid his farewell, bowing first to the right hamelech of the king, then to the left of the king. Therefore they instituted that you should bid farewell from prayer the way you would bid farewell from a king. All of these bowings that we refer to, he has to bow until the vertebrae of a spine stick out, and he makes himself like a bow. if he bowed a little bit and it was hard for him, it looks like he's bowing with his whole strength, in a choshesh, he doesn't have to worry about it, that's enough. Yud Gimel, Yishtachavoy Yekeit said, bowing, how so? Achashim Magbiya Roshim Akriya Chamishas. After he lifts up his head from the fifth bow, after he's finished his Shmonesri proper, Yeshiv La'aretz, he should sit on the ground, benovel upon a Barzan, fall upon his face on the ground. And then he should supplicate in any supplicatory prayers that he chooses. Kriya Amura B'chol Malkum Al B'kayim. When we use the word Kriya in any place, it means on the knees. Kida, when we use the word Kida Al Apayim, it means on your face. Your knees are on the ground and you put your face to the ground also. Shtachavaya, when we use the word bowing, is Apishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. That means prostrating yourself. Hands and feet spread out. So that he's lying on his face on the ground. Yudalit, kishu also nefilas panim achat fila. When you do this nefilas apayim, the falling upon the face after the prayers, yesh mishu also kida. Some do it in the form of kida. They bow with their knees and touch their face to the ground. Yesh mishu also hishtachavaya. And some do the hishtachavaya. They prostrate themselves on the ground. Yosel asas hishtachavaya lavanim. You're not allowed to make this bowing on stones. El b'migdash, only in the temple. As we explained in the laws of idolatry. An important person is not supposed to fall on his face. Unless he knows that he's righteous like Yeshua, and his prayer will be answered. Because otherwise people will say, why wasn't his prayer answered? He turns aside his face a little bit. He doesn't put it down all the way to the ground. No, he leans over and bows, but not all the way to the ground. It's permitted to pray Shemoneh Esrei in one place and to fall upon your face in another. Right, it says in the Yerushalmi, that when is it forbidden if an individual is praying for the congregation? Then, unless he knows he's going to be answered, if he's an important person, he shouldn't fall on his face. Or an individual in the congregation, because if they're not in the congregation, they're not going to see him anyway, and it's okay for him to fall upon his face. But if he's doing it in a congregation, he should not fall upon his face. The Kesef Mishnah feels that the Rambam probably agrees with this, and when the Rambam says, unless he's answered like Yeshua, he means that people see him, and like the Ravid says, that it's in a congregation, and they'll see whether he's answered or not. It's a custom spread out over all of Israel that you don't fall on your face on the Shabbos or on the holidays. V'lo Rosh Hashanah, not on Rosh Hashanah. V'lo Rosh Chodeshim, not on Rosh Chodesh, the new moon. V'chanukah, v'purim, or in Chanukah, or in Purim. V'lo b'mincha shalai v'shabbosis v'yom tovim. V'lo b'ar v'shabachol yom. Not on the eve, the afternoon service of the day before Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'lo b'ar v'shabachol yom, not on the evening service any day. There are some individuals who fall upon their face at night. On Yom Kippur alone, they fall upon their face in each and every prayer. It's a day of supplication and requests and fasting.